morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. I hope you had a happy Easter yesterday. We are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yesterday was a special day to do that, but I'm going to continue to do that this week on Trust the Bible. My key verse for the week that will guide our study is Acts chapter 1, verse 3. And there Luke writes, "After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God." So Sunday, that first Easter, was the day Jesus rose from the dead, but there were a series of appearances. The verse says it was over 40 days that he began to, or that he appeared at different times and gave convincing proofs of his resurrection. So I'm going to continue the celebration of Jesus' resurrection by talking about these appearances. When did they occur, and how did they give convincing proof that Jesus was alive? What are we to make about the differences in some of the resurrection accounts? And we'll just remember together that the resurrection wasn't just a one-day event, but it was something that unfolded, if you will, for the next 40 days, and is something that continues to impact history even till today. So that is what we will study. Let me make an announcement or two. First of all, we have a diabetes prevention program that is starting at our church at Fairfax First Baptist Church, and I would like to invite you to come be a part of that. This is a serious program. It is for those who are at risk for getting diabetes or another chronic disease, or have maybe borderline diabetes or pre-diabetes. And this program meets Monday evening, so tonight from 5:30 to 6:30, you get matched with a lifestyle coach. It is a year-long program, and it is very helpful if you want to get serious about prevention of diabetes. This program normally costs $500 in a lot of communities, but we were able to get some special funding to make it available to you for free, and that's why I want to especially make you aware of this opportunity. So that's tonight at 5:30, and then meeting throughout the year. The number to call for more information is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. Now, I also want to let you know about something else. On Friday, we're going to have a big block party at Fairfax First Baptist Church. We're going to get things going around 5. We're going to serve food at 6, and it will be from 6 to 8, but you can come starting at 5. It's for people of all ages. We're going to have lots of different games, Bounce House, the video arcade trailer. We're going to have a lot of different things. We're going to have a campfire and s'mores and worship, prayer. And what we're doing is we're celebrating the opening of registration for Camp Impact. Camp Impact is our summer camp program that we do for kids ages 6 through 12. And it is very affordable, $30 for one child for the whole summer. It's going to meet 5 weeks over the summer. We had a wonderful time last year with kids in the community, and we want you to be a part of it this year if you're able to. It's at Fairfax First Baptist Church, and so we're opening for registration, and our celebration of that is this Friday beginning at 5 o'clock at Fairfax First Baptist. If you have any questions about that, the number, again, is 943-8237. Well, Jesus appeared to his disciples many times. He was resurrected once, of course, at dawn on the first day of the week, but there were many different times where Jesus appeared, and we're going to look at the different things that the Bible says about these appearances. Let me try to lay it out in chronological order for you, because when you read the biblical accounts, there are 4 different accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You also have this description briefly in Acts about Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Then you have some different descriptions of resurrection appearances later in the New Testament, especially 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And when you compare them, there are some differences. And some questions emerge. Who saw Peter first? I mean, who saw Jesus first? Was it Peter? Excuse me. Was it Peter or was it Mary Magdalene? We get some differences on that. And so, you know, putting together what actually happened that first Sunday and who did Jesus appear to and when gets a little tricky, but I think shows us the credibility, really, of multiple historical sources that tell us about the most amazing event in human history, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So I would start with Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 through 10. That is actually the very first appearance of Jesus to someone. Matthew 28, 8 records this, and it has to do with the women who went to the tomb. They include Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Now, some other Gospels tell us that there were some other women there, but Matthew only lets us know about Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And it says, so the women hurried away from the tomb. This is after the earthquake, the stone is rolled away. We read about these different events, and they see an angel there. And after seeing this angel, it says, the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. This is the very first time that Jesus appears to anybody after the resurrection, and it is to a group of women. Mary Magdalene actually got kind of separated from the other women. When you study the other Gospels, you'll notice that Mary Magdalene wasn't actually there at this very first meeting. So it's actually the other Mary, Mary the mother of Joanne, and also another woman by the name of Salome, who were actually there when Jesus appeared for the first time. And it says, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. So this is the very first appearance. It is to a group of women, not including Mary Magdalene, not including Mary, Jesus' mother, but a different Mary, the mother of James, and some other women who were with them that morning. And this is but the first appearance. Now, we're going to talk about different appearances of Jesus as we move through the week. I believe that the second appearance was to Mary Magdalene. And this was a separate appearance just to her. It is recorded in John chapter 20, and we'll look at that. Also, Jesus appeared to Peter. Then Jesus appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Then Jesus appeared to 10 of the apostles. Then, 1 week later, Jesus appeared to all of the apostles, which was 11 at the time. Then we read about different appearances of Jesus in Galilee, both by the sea and at a mountain, and then he appears in Jerusalem a final time just before his ascension. So these are all the resurrection appearances we know of from the Bible, and when you lay them all out chronologically, and we'll look at these one at a time, you can begin to see how the different texts fit together. But the purpose of this is not just to see how the texts fit together, but to learn what Acts 1:3 means, that he appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Let me begin to tell you a little bit about the second appearance of Jesus. This is in John chapter 20, and it starts in verse 14. It says that Mary Magdalene, let me go ahead and back up to verse 11. Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Okay, so notice this appearance is not to the women who went to the tomb, but just to Mary Magdalene. Notice that it is not one angel that talks to her, but two. And so there are some differences with this account and Matthew's account. I believe Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She got separated from the other women. The other women go rushing off. She comes, she's at the tomb, and now while Jesus is appearing to the other women, Jesus is here at the tomb wondering what has happened, and then Jesus appears to her. So this is actually the second appearance to Jesus, and it is individually to Mary Magdalene. It says, he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" And we'll pick up with this story tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.